here. Get on, you can join in the fun.
On your radio.
Merry Christmas.
To you. I have got a message here, my friends, coming from the Gloucestershire Police Information Room staff. And it says, good morning to everybody. Best wishes to all road type users. Best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous New Year. And they would like us to specifically mention all the girls who are on duty throughout the country in police control rooms today. Hello, my darlings. I trust you are feeling merry and kindly disposed to us all. In particular, for Rose, Marjorie, Mary, Joy, Pauline and Elizabeth, the duty ravers who are in Gloucestershire. And in fact, to everybody who's working this morning, because there's lots of people working, like park keepers, I got a little postcard to say, and taxi drivers. For you, I have just played Middle of the Road, that Scottish band, Soli Soli, buzzing the charts this week in number 9.
It's a smash.
Radio 1, an album of today.
You know Isaac Hayes. You like to go to Soulsville.
Black man, born free. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. Chains that binds him are hard to see. Unless you take this walk with me. Place where he lives, he's got plenty of names. Slums, ghetto, and black belt. They are one and the same, and I call it. Any kind of job is hard to find. Not means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising too. If you were hungry, what would you do? Rent is 2 months past due, and a building is falling apart. Little boy needs a pair of shoes, and this is only a part of. Some of the brothers got plenty of cash. Tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke and some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 Jones. Some are trying to ditch reality by getting so high, only to find out you can never touch the sky, 'cause your roots are in. Every Sunday morning, I can hear the old sister say,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
trust in the Lord.
Christmas to everybody in Soulsville. Isaac Hayes singing for you. One of the three vocal tracks on the double album, Music, which he wrote for the film Shaft. Good morning. Merry Christmas. 20 minutes to 11 o'clock.
Christmas Day is one of the few days in the year when Tony Blackburn doesn't have to get up at 5:30. Instead, he can enjoy the luxury of starting his show at 4 p.m, which is when you can hear him on Radio 1, supplying his own particular brand of Christmas humour. Tony Blackburn gets up late for Christmas and reaches Radio 1 at 4.
The suspense is doubtless killing you all. I would like to thank everybody very much who sent me Christmas cards and all the thing. It's all quite lovely. I want to say to all my friends that I am so sorry I didn't get it together to send Christmas cards this year, but I tell you what I'll do. I didn't send them last year either. But I tell you what I'll do. I shall say hello to all the people that I think about and did want to write to and would like to see again and I haven't seen for ages, like Ralph Brown up in Dundee, my old friend, Gordon Reed working down in Stratford. He's an actor, you see. Leslie and Kate up in Glasgow. Good morning, my darlings. Merry Christmas. Victor Berry and Dickie Valenti in London. Tom Conti and Cara Wilson working up in Manchester. Good morning. Greetings to David Coe and Sandra and Andy Robertson and Isabel and Pat and Marion Dunlop and all the family in London. Hello to David and Marion Donaldson and to wee Susie. Hello there, darling. How are you? You okay there? And Big Doogie, how are you, China? They're all up in Glasgow. And to Peter Duguid and Ray Edwards and Mike Coles and June Epstein in London, happy Christmas. And a Gordon and Ina Fox and Norman and Mary Mealing in Edinburgh, hello. David Green and Thomasina, I don't know where you are, my darlings, but Merry Christmas. Brian Howard in the Rep Theatre in Harrogate. Bunny Lewis, Bob Kitts, Gilbert Kay, and the two lovely Lindas who are listening on the radios. Linda Hearn and Linda Britton in London, shortly to go to Gibraltar. Good morning, my darlings. Merry Christmas to Danny Lino and Tiger in Stevenage, to Roy and Lynn Mayo in Northwood.
And to Edith and Hamish Monroe in London. Not forgetting Burnett Rigg and Tam Payton in Scotland. And down in Bournemouth is Rick and Eileen Richardson. Good morning, my darlings. I'd like Merry Christmas to my mum, Mrs. Henry, in Cumley Bank Road in Edinburgh. Hello, darling. And Merry Christmas to my producer, Mr. Tim Blackmore, and Johnny Walker. Got married yesterday, so John, if you're listening, Merry Christmas. Ken, do you want to send greetings to anybody?
And we'd like to send diddy happy Ticklemas greetings to all the disc jockeys.
Oh, that's
jockeys.
Nice.
Because a disc jockey, no, I mean, has to be a bit out of the ordinary. And this fella's way out, this Stuart Henry. Good gracious. I mean, what other disc jockey wears earphones round his knees and turns the records over with a frozen kipper?
You're exaggerating again, Ken.
Ho, 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 ho.
Come on, everybody, let's have a party.
Hi, everybody. How you diddling?
Let's have a night, so let's have a party. Hey, 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 what do you say? Now get together and take off the record machine.
Oh, oh, what do you know?
Now do the dance, do the song, it's moving. I can handle the best moving. I love the land, lady, you want the man. Let's have a party, though the money's so spent.
That's all you need. And if you shout, shout, shout another bit to make the best of it.
I got your message, son, I know what you mean, Archie.
Hey, hey, know what you mean.
You pop up and you and I on the machine.
Oh, oh, on the machine.
The bonnet was for me, man, was steel. He took the TV and he took all. They wanna turn up the light.
And if you stop, 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 stop on your feet, you're gonna clap, clap, clap. That's all you need. And if you shout, shout, shout another bit to make the best of it.
And every man was out in cheer. I'm wishing you all a merry, merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It is exactly a quarter to the hour of 11 o'clock on Christmas morning. I wonder if you could go and get a bit of paper and a pencil, because I shall have something to say to you in just a little minute. I shall have something to say after the new one from the Pioneers. It's all a question of give and take. You know what I mean?
I know your love is gone and you feel that you can carry on. Your burden gets heavier and your sorrows get deeper. Girl, you got to keep a lid, take a lid. Pay the price, make a sacrifice. You got to give a lid, take a lid. True love's a game of give and take. Remember,
wonderful.
Radio 1 music on BBC.
The new one from the Pioneers called Give a Little, Take a Little. And I want to talk to you for a minute, my friends, because giving and taking, that's what life is all about. I wonder if you realize, that in Britain today, every 45 minutes, someone somewhere loses the power of their eyes. They go blind. Every year in Britain, 12,000 people lose their ability to see. I wonder if you can imagine what it must be like to be one of that 12,000. Your entire world is now perpetual darkness. You can't read a paper, you can't watch a football match, you wake up in the morning, you can't tell the time. Or indeed whether it's day or night. It's so easy for a blind person to feel cut off from life and isolated. Now the thing you're listening to me on at the moment can do a lot to help. A radio. To a blind person, a radio can be their newspaper, cinema, theatre, concert hall, television, all rolled into one. And above all, a radio can be a friend. Now, I'm asking you this Christmas whether you'd like to help in giving a radio to a blind person. Now, you may be saying to yourself, surely in this day and age, everybody can afford to buy their own radio, but unfortunately, when you lose your sight, you very often lose your employment as well. So you see, your help is desperately needed. Each year, the Wireless for the Blind Fund distributes more than 8,000 new radios to blind people who would not otherwise be able to afford one. Will you help them in that task? Will you send me some money? It doesn't matter how little or how much. It'll all be used, I promise you. If you're listening with your family, perhaps you might like to take a collection. I do hope you'll be able to send something. Send it to me, Stuart Henry, Wireless for the Blind Fund, 138 Tottenham Court Road, London, W1. Or you can hand it in to any branch of the Midland or Clydesdale banks. If you were to close your eyes for just 10 minutes and keep them closed, I'm sure you would want to send me something. Send it to me, Stuart Henry, Wireless for the Blind Fund, 138 Tottenham Court Road, London, W1. Or you can hand it in to any branch of the Midland or Clydesdale banks. You know, we all take seeing for granted. The blind cannot see Christmas. Please, let them at least hear it.
In Christmas.
And this Christmas, Stuart is scoring the sounds.
Good girl, Miss Molly, go and tell everybody, every Johnny, Joe, and Jack, that the king is back. We're gonna read it, deed it, gonna let it all burn, gonna have a celebration for the king's return. I'm the king of rock and roll, oh, the king of rock and roll. Now I'm gonna sing and shout, it ain't no doubt about it, I'm the king of rock and roll. Some don't think that daddy and Bob, but I can beat him shining with my king. Well, I'm gonna sing it, shout it.
Incredible Little Richard right there, my friends, off his new album called The King of Rock and Roll. That was the title track, Little Richard singing it for you. That was specially for all my friends that I made last Saturday out in Tottenham. Oh, I had a good time out in Tottenham. See you all in the new year very shortly. And last night, I was having a special Christmas Eve down in Stevenage, and we had like about 5,000 people there. Merry Christmas to all the people I was with last night. Now, some of these people must have been celebrating a birthday.
The birthday honors list.
But the question, of course, is, was it a 21st birthday? Because on this show every Saturday, we honor those people who are receiving the key of the door, leaving their childhood behind them, and attaining the age of 21. And like, there's a whole lot of people who are 21 on Christmas, which must be a bit of a come down in a way, because, you know, you only get presents once a year, don't you? Jane Blundell of 2 Alauna Avenue, Alchester in Warwickshire. Happy 21st birthday, my darling. David Mowat of Pennycook is 21 today, as is Lenny Green of 73 Willard Drive in Sheffield. And on Monday, Michael O'Connell on HMS Lincoln, which is an aircraft direction frigate. He was 21. Happy birthday, Mike, if you're listening to me. And Merry Christmas to all the boys on board the boat. In fact, to all the people on little boats around the country of Great Britain at the moment, Merry Christmas from me, Stuart. And Merry Christmas and happy 21st birthday to Linda of 13A Windsor Road, Bournemouth. And Linda was 21 on Tuesday. And if you've been celebrating a birthday this week, my friends, many happy returns. Let us all join together this Christmas morning in singing that deeply moving tribute known as the birthday song. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday. Tonight, stars will be shining, my sign is aligning with love. So come on and make it, let's take everything that we've been dreaming of. Something tells me something's gonna happen to you. The smile on my face is the smile you will wear in a moment or two. Up this morning with sunshine through my window. Everything that's happened so far has turned out right, and I've got every reason to feel it's getting better. You
anything might happen to you in Christmas Day, my friends. That is the sound buzzing the charts this week at number three, coming from Cilla Black, Something Tells Me. And I've got a message for June Barker. June Barker and her kids, Teresa and Paul. June, your husband Tony is back home in Cottingham and would really like you to phone him, all right? Well, it's nearly 11 o'clock on Christmas Day in Britain. I wonder what Christmas is like in Pakistan and Northern Ireland and Vietnam.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas we'll see a land with no hungry children, no empty hand. One happy morning people will share a world where people care. Oh, someday at Christmas there'll be no tears. All men are equal and no man has fears. One shiny moment marks our way from our world today. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas, man will not fail. Hate will be gone and love will prevail. Someday a new world that we can start with hope in every heart. Yeah.
Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas.
At 2:15 this afternoon on BBC One, Jimmy Savile introduces part one of Top of the Pops 1971. A look back at the year's biggest songs, including records by CCS, Dave and Ansel Collins, Dawn, Clive Dunn, Dave Edmonds, Middle of the Road, Mixtures, Mungo Jerry, Gilbert O'Sullivan, The Supremes, and T-Rex. What a bonanza of sound, introduced by Jimmy Savile, Top of the Pops, 1971, Part 1, BBC One Today, 2:15.
And now on Radio 1, the time is 3 minutes past 11 o'clock. It is time to look back. Remember with Stuart on Saturday morning. And on this Christmas morning, let us remember other Christmases. Back we go to revisit our glorious Christmas musical heritage.
Magnolia trees that night, sparkling bright. Fields of cotton love, wintry white. When it's Christmas time in New on me. A barefoot choir and prayer fills the air. Mississippi folks gathering there, 'cause it's Christmas time in New Orleans. You'll see a Dixieland Santa Claus leading the band to a good old Creole beak. Golly, what a spirit! You can only hear it down on Basin Street. Your cares will disappear when you hear, hallelujah, St. Nicholas is here. When it's Christmas time in New Orleans.
It's Christmas time today in New Orleans and everywhere else. Louis Armstrong sang about it in 1955. And this Christmas day, should you be apart from the one you love, Canned Heat want to sing for you. Canned Heat with Christmas Blues, which the band also wrote. Wrote it in the year of 1968. Christmas, of course, would not be complete without Santa Claus.
He's rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, riding reindeer through the sky, with his spurs a-jingle jangling and his lasso swinging high. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, saddlebags all packed with toys. Through the chimney he will bring them all to the dreaming girls and boys. Get along, little reindeer, get along, cover all the range tonight. It's a long, long trail and all that trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-yo-ki-yay.
Oh yes, what a merry old gentleman he is, to be sure. A smile and a toy for everybody. That one came from Tennessee. Tennessee Ernie in 1951 with Rootin' Tootin' Santa Claus. Interested students of this folk tale will recall that Santa rode upon a sleigh, which was, of course, drawn by reindeers. It was in 1968 when one of his reindeers, a young animal by the name of Rudy, visited Jamaica.
Rudy, the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it though. All of the other reindeer laugh and call him names. They never let go of it.
as I expect you will recall, the attitude of the other reindeer completely changed towards Rudy, and they all wished to know him once he had become successful. What a moral lesson for us all.
You'll go down in history.
Yeah, Rudy the Red-Nosed Reindeer met the steam shovel in 1968. Christmas, of course, is the time for stories. So we shall get one of the stalwarts of the British theatre to give us a Christmas story. Could we have an introduction? Thank you.
It is Christmas Day in the workhouse, and the cold bare walls are bright, with garlands of green and olive, and the place is a pleasant sight. For with clean washed hands and faces, in a long and hungry line, the paupers sit at the tables, for this is the hour they dine. And the guardians and their ladies, although the wind is east, have come in their furs and wrappers to watch their charges feast, to smile and be condescending, put pudding on paupers' plates, to be hosts at the workhouse banquet they've paid for with the rates. Oh, the paupers are meek and lowly with their thanky kindly mums. So long as they fill their stomachs, what matter whence it comes? But one of the old men mutters and pushes his plate aside. Great God, he cries, but it chokes me, for this is the day she died.
Today, somewhere, somebody will be reciting these words. They were written nearly 100 years ago. You've heard part of the Victorian ballad Christmas Day in the Workhouse, performed for us by the largely incredible Arthur Mallard. Christmas, of course, is a time for romance and singing the old songs. P.J. Proby did both in 65.
Chestnuts roasting on open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by the choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Thing if we all believed in our dreams. That's Tommy's Christmas from The Who in 1969. And exactly 12 years ago, Tom Lehrer celebrated Christmas.
On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 a day of war. Sparing no expense, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay.
Oh, yeah. Yes, there is, of course, no possibility of them failing. The cynical Mr. Tom Lehrer in 1959 with his Christmas Carol. And here's mine.
Now the holly she bears a berry as white as the milk. And Mary she bore Jesus who was wrapped up in silk. And Mary she bore Jesus our Saviour for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Holly, holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Now the holly, she bears a berry as green as the grass. And Mary bore Jesus who died on the cross. And Mary, she bore Jesus our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly. Holly, holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly.
No Christmas would be complete without a carol, and that's one of the nicest. Sung for us by that most excellent of folk groups, the Watersons, from a record they recorded in 1965.
Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly.
And that concludes this tribute to our glorious heritage of Christmas music. Just after 11 o'clock each Saturday, this show allows you to remember your past. Once again, next week, just after 11, I shall pay tribute to our glorious musical heritage. We are now coming slap bang up to date. This is Saturday, the 25th of December. And would you believe this is number one?
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground. And the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. An evil-looking man called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his oatmeal pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Yeah!
One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course. And he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there.